नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं वेदं सरस्वतीं व्यासं प्रपद्यते पुंसं प्रतिपादनं कमलिनं हृदि गुरुं रघुपालं मधुरं ते परमानन्दं महात्मनं सुखदिनतारिणं श्रीं चैतन्येश्वरं नमः शिवाय So today we will hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text 28, and the subject matter, the forest of enjoyment. This verse is close for Rajasuri. Kvapi Deva Maya, Priya Bhutanata, Upakona, प्रश्न विवेक विज्ञान जो विहार गृह आरंभ आत्मृदय तत् आश्रय आवश्यक शुत विहित अलत्र भाषित अवलोक विचेषित अपहित हृदय आत्मन अजित आत्मा अपारे अंधे तमसी Sometimes the conditioned soul is attracted by illusion personified, his wife or girlfriend, and becomes eager to be embraced by a woman. Thus he loses his intelligence as well as knowledge of life's goal. At that time, no longer attempting spiritual cultivation, he becomes overly attached to his wife or girlfriend and tries to provide her a suitable apartment. Again, he becomes very busy under the shelter of that home and is captivated by the talks, glances, and activities of his wife and children. In this way, he loses his Krishna consciousness and throws himself in the dense darkness of material existence. Therefore, when the conditioned soul is embraced by his beloved wife, he forgets everything about Krishna consciousness. The more he becomes attached to his wife, the more he becomes implicated in family life. One Bengali poet Bankimchandra says that in the eyes of the lover, the beloved is always very beautiful, even though ugly. This attraction is called Deva Maya. The attraction between man and woman, the cause of bondage for both. Actually, both belong to Parakrutti, the superior energy of the love. But both are actually prakriti, female. However, because both one enjoy one another, they are sometimes described as purusha, male. Actually, neither is purusha, but both can be superficially described as purusha. As soon as man and woman are united, they become attached to home, heart, land, friendship, and money. In this way, they are both entrapped in material existence. Jiva Bhutanata Upagauna meaning being embraced by beautiful arms which are compared to creepers describes the way the conditioned soul is bound within this material world. The products of sex life, sons and daughters, suddenly follow. This is the way of material existence. I'll describe the subject matter because it is a difficult subject matter. I don't know how this comes on right now. So, before I get to the subject matter, I have to know from English to English. Loving affairs between a boy and a girl. So who is lover, who is beloved?
Here we call who is Rama and who is Buddha. In English?
I think the lover is a man, the brother is a woman, that's why he.
Rama is man, beloved is woman. That is understood, Dhanirabhi? How is that understood that way? What? Yes, that way? Rama is a boy?
That's a woman.
That is your concern. Your Rama is a beloved. What we like to be, your Rama is a beloved. But in spiritual world, lover and beloved, not to extend, she is different, not same. Position of lover and position of beloved. So, we'll discuss on that topic. So here we see, okay, male and female. This we are acquainted with, male and female. But we will not use too much male, female, male, female. We will use a different word, a prakriti and a purusha, that we are all acquainted with. A purusha is male, prakriti is female, and our understanding on the basis of the scriptures. So here three things you have to understand. What is the real situation in the description? We have male body, we have female body. Male body, female body. That is male body, female body. But what we are, the spirit soul within male body is also prakriti. Spirit soul within female body is also prakriti. Three things you should try to understand. First thing is, we are discriminated according to body, male body, female body. Prakriti, purusha. The second thing is, what the entity within this body, that swarup is, both are prakriti, both are female. But interesting thing is, even if both of them are prakriti, both of them, the possess the tendency nature of purusha. That means, even if the entity inside the lady's body, female body, though is a female is prakriti, but entity, though entity is prakriti, but he has tendency of purusha. Male body, though male body living entity is prakriti, of course it has tendency of purusha. So both are prakriti, but both have tendency of purusha irrespective of what kind of body you have to say. Male body or female body, that doesn't matter. So that is the problem. That is the problem. That what we are, that we are not here, that we have tendency of nature. So we say purusha prakriti, male female. Then female English is a nature. But purusha prakriti, they both have a nature. Male has a purusha has a nature. And prakriti has a different nature. So, also another terminology for prakriti is also called as energy or potential. So that we have to understand clearly. that we are enhancing. And Bhagavad Gita is now explaining of Param Krishnan Prakriti Vidhidhaparam Jiva Bhutta Mahabhava Jaitan Bhakti Chagat. We are Param Prakriti. The living entities are belongs to Param Prakriti. So Param Prakriti has a nature, has an original constitutional nature. And the real Purusha has an original constitutional nature also. The linear Purusha, his Savior, and Prakriti is Savaka. His Prabhu, Prakriti is that, the constitutional nature is like that. Purusha, real Purusha, Krishna is enjoyer, and Prakriti is energy, enjoyer. So this difference is there. So what happens? What factor plays role in the enjoyment of Krishna and the so-called enjoyment of living entities in this material world? And what is real enjoyment for the living entity? Three things. For Krishna, there is no so-called enjoyment. He is Anandam Brahma, Anandamaya Prasad. This enjoyment is real, always real enjoyment. So what is that enjoyment that Krishna deriving? And living entities enjoyment can be two categories. The so-called enjoyment is material world, and real enjoyment is spiritual world. These three things has to be understood very distinctively. So first we discuss enjoyment of Krishna, Krishna enjoying. So what is the source of his enjoyment? What is the system, mechanism, works which gives pleasure to Krishna? And all of you are acquainted with this understanding that Krishna has two potencies. He has his Yogamaya, Mahamaya, or internal potency and external potency, and of course Jiva Shakti is marginal potency. So internal potency means Chit Shakti, spiritual potency, or Antaranga Shakti, or Swarup Shakti. This is the important point you have to understand. Swarup Shakti means energy, which is not separated from him, is within him. So that Swarup Shakti has three aspects, as you know: Hladini Shakti, Sandhya Shakti, and Samit Shakti. And this Hladini Shakti is energy. What is the business of this Hladini Shakti? It gives pleasure to Krishna and also Bhaktar Kosha. It maintains the devotion within the heart of the living entity. This Bhakti Shakti has two functions. Same as Sandhini Shakti, you know, the Dharana Shakti, her existential potency. By this Shakti potency, Krishna maintains his ever existence, maintains by that potency. And also, the Samit Shakti, his all cognizance is maintained by Samit Shakti. But interesting thing is, three potencies are not some foreign element. Within is a built-in potency. That's why he is Atmaram. He is Nitya Tripta, ever satisfied. So this pleasure-giving potency, the business of this pleasure-giving potency, it gives pleasure to Krishna. Okay, so this is how Krishna's activities are regulated by three potencies: Bhagini, Samdhini, Samdhini. And how our activities are controlled? How the living entities, conditioned living entities, and their activities takes place? Just like Krishna's activities takes place by Swarup Shakti, which are three components: Bhagini, Samdhini, Samdhini. Same way, living entities activities takes place by the influence of three modes of material nature: That is Sattva-gun, Raja-gun and Tama-gun. Three modes of material nature. So, Krishna is enjoyer, and of course, Krishna created all these living entities. What is the purpose of the existence of the living entities? Krishna never creates living entities. The eternal living entity existing, Krishna existing. But what is the purpose of these living entities? The purpose of living entities, the reciprocation of loving relationship, love the exchange. And purpose of loving exchange is to enjoy. Krishna will enjoy, living entity will enjoy. It's not like that, Krishna will enjoy, living entity will suffer. No. The purpose behind it is both will enjoy. But how both will enjoy? So that is the point. So for Krishna's enjoyment, what works for Krishna's enjoyment? Especially special energy and potency which makes Krishna to enjoy. So that potency is known as Hadini Shakti. In English it is translated as pleasure-giving potency. Or pleasure potency. Pleasure-giving potency. As we all know, Srimati Radharani is made up of pleasure-giving potency. Chittendriya Kaya, everything. Made up of that. Mahabhava Sarupini Radha Thakurani. She is the epitome of the topmost personification of this Hadini Shakti. Meant to give pleasure to Krishna. So in our case, what happens? How can we give pleasure to Krishna? Now our purpose is completely different. We are simply engrossed how to give pleasure to our senses. But how that can be converted to give pleasure to Krishna? So what can give pleasure to Krishna? Which potency can give pleasure to Krishna? Radhe Shakti. That's why it is known as pleasure-giving potency. So when that pleasure-giving potency will manifest in the heart of the living entity, then only he will develop that desire to serve Krishna, to give pleasure to Krishna. As long as that pleasure-giving potency is not here, it is not possible that we will develop the desire to please Krishna. That's why this Prema Bhakti is so pure, so rare. So that pleasure-giving potency, Prabhupada has described, is material world. We have pleasure-giving potency also. But that works in different way. So for Krishna, pleasure-giving potency, but with us, it's no more pleasure giving potency, it's pleasure seeking potency. You understand the difference? Pleasure giving and pleasure seeking. Spiritual world living entities that influenced by Hadini Shakti, as a result, they are all equal for pleasure giving, to give pleasure, to give pleasure. So, relationship in spiritual world between the Supreme Person of Godhead and the living entity, in between this Hadini Shakti is working. And Hadini Shakti purpose is to give pleasure to Krishna. So all Krishna's devotees, liberated souls, that potency is fully there in their heart, very eager to give pleasure to Krishna. In our case, we are conditioned so that pleasure giving potency is working within us as a pleasure-seeking potency. We are not searching how to give pleasure. We are searching, we are seeking for pleasure, but get pleasure. Understand? So that is the relationship, difference of the relationship in spiritual world and material world. Material world loving relationship is there. But this loving relationship is not mainly based on giving pleasure. Rather, this loving relationship is seeking pleasure. Okay, that is no problem. Pleasure seeking has to be there. which are part and parcel of Krishna, is Anandamaya Dasa. Is Anandam Brahma, is made up of pleasure, so being part and parcel of Krishna. We can seek it with pleasure, could be one part of our life. But how to get that pleasure? So that is important. How to get that pleasure? That particular pleasure is derived by living entity, when living entity is situated in its constitutional position. For living entity is not situated in constitutional position, his pleasure seeking tendency is different. His sources of pleasure is different. But when living entity is situated in his constitutional position, his pleasure seeking tendency and source of pleasure is different. Another, our scripture describes that when pleasure comes to us, our senses wants pleasure. We have to be happy. We may say, oh, all these common people, they are just want to enjoy their life. The sense gratifier. They should enjoy their life. The karmi is after enjoying their life. And devotee is after suffering their life. We are to suffer our life. Definitely not. Do you agree to that? We are here to suffer? Definitely not. They are after enjoying, we are after enjoying also. Both parties are after enjoyment. But what is the science of enjoyment and difference in enjoyment? So they enjoy, as you know the definition, Nija Indira Pratibhansa, Tari Vale Kam, Krishna Indira Pratibhansa, Bhare Pramana. That is simple verse, you know. The desire for gratifying our senses is Kama, desire for satisfying the senses of Krishna is Prema. But material world, where the real pleasure comes, for the spirit soul. Spirit soul, we have senses. We have five senses. Through our five senses, we are deriving pleasure. Through eyes, we derive pleasure of form. Through ears, we derive pleasure of sound. Through skin, we derive pleasure of touch. Through nose, we derive pleasure of smell. And through tongue, we derive the pleasure of taste. But where all this sweetness is coming from? The sweetness of taste, the sweetness of form. So Krishna, he is the reservoir of all the sweetness. Sarva rasa nilayam Krishna. His nilayam is the abode of all these rasas, the abode of all these melons. And what we are through these senses, what we are trying to enjoy, the perverted reflection of that rasa, that melon. So Vedic literature describes that rasa as adhirasa. Adhirasa means the original melon. That is original melon. That living entity is really hankering for. And until unless living entity get in touch with that rasa, original melon, adhirasa, living entity will not be satisfied. As long as living entity running after all the pseudo-rasa, the perverted reflection of that adhi-rasa that we are running after. But the devotees, they, it's not like the devotees, they don't do sense gratification. Actually, if you analyze, the sense gratification starts when you become a devotee. Real sense gratification starts. The karmis, they have no sense gratification. Bhagavad Gita Krishna said, the pleasure of non-devotees arises from where? Chari sanskarsada bhoga. Their enjoyment arises from sanskarsa. Sanskarsa means touch. When senses come in contact with sense objects, that pleasure derived is known as संस्पर्शद भोग जही संस्पर्शद भोग दैट इज बर्थ प्लेस ऑफ दुख दुख जो है ए मते आत्यंतरंत कौनते और नौतेश्वर में तो दुख और सदा कुंती दैट कैन ऑफ प्लेजर ऑफ प्लेजर ऑफ आद्य अंत बिगिनिंग एंड एंड दैट्स व्हाई नौतेश्वर में तो दुख इंटेलिजेंट पीपल दे डोंट गेट इन दैट सो इंटेलिजेंट पीपल दे रियली वांट टू एंजॉय Our senses is different. We can enjoy it. But when we develop love, then we get the adhirasa, that enjoyment, sweetness of Krishna, his sweet words, and his sweet taste, the touch, and smell. So it sounds wrong. It has sense that experience there. Is that it? But that is not the real goal of life. Then what do you think? That is not the source of enjoyment for the gopis. They don't enjoy the outcome of love or prema. The outcome of prema is not the object of their enjoyment. As I described, when you develop love, then you get all sweetness of Krishna's cute, brittle love. Our Krishna starts, Krishna's beautiful palm, so beautiful. So one way we can think, oh, that is real, but that is not the real goal. To analyze from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Sundara Goswami, he described me. And we can try our best to describe so that we can understand what is the meaning of unalloyed devotional service. Ahetuki apratyaya. What is that ahetuki? Unalloyed means you do bhakti, not as you are doing bhakti, oh dhanam dehi, dhanam dehi, dasam dehi, I do bhakti to you. Not that bhakti. Not that bhakti will take us to heavenly planets. This is unalloyed, contaminated bhakti. Not that bhakti will give us liberation. That is contaminated bhakti. Not that bhakti which will take me to Vaikuntha. That is the reason why Krishna is saying, Diyamana Nagnati. Even by giving my devotees these blessings to come back to Vaikuntha, at a form like me, Sarvakya, Sarvitya, Sarvitya, they don't want this. That means some alloy is there. Some alloy is there. Some contamination is there to go to Vaikuntha. The supermost topmost is top is prema bhakti, prem. All the prem so that you can really get the taste. Loving, to the loving extent. You give love to Krishna. And Krishna gives sweetness to us. In extent. Prabhupada saying the devotees are the abode of love, the center of love. Asraya, premier asraya, and Krishna is premier vishaya, his object of love. But interesting thing is, Brother Gopikad, who are considered as the topmost devotee of Krishna, they don't enjoy the sweetness derived from Krishna. They don't enjoy. They don't enjoy. That's what higher enjoyment.
in that. Do you have explored?
Service, seva.
In that line, sun line, the brother Gopika's tendency, that enjoyment is not, oh, this is so beautiful and enjoying. No. Their enjoyment is that they do some service, they see Krishna's face, it's very blissful. But Krishna's face becomes very blissful. They desire special pleasure from that. You understand? Anything when Krishna is pleased, the automatic enjoy. They don't have to wait to get something from Krishna to enjoy. That is so unalloyed. This is unalloyed devotional service. Unalloyed devotional service, that level, devotee is not waiting. The result of Krishna prema, I get all the sweetness from Krishna. He simples and crosses that his enjoyment. So he enjoys that reflects on devotees. And Prabhupada saying, this is how the living entities of God are one. Advaita Bhava. Advaita Bhava means, as Mayavati says, merge with God, become one with God. No. Here is one kind of Advaita Bhava. Non different from God. Point from non different from God. But his pleasure is your pleasure. You understand? So that principle even should be followed from the beginning of devotional life. His pleasure is my pleasure. Somebody is describing what is the meaning of devotee. Devotee does not mean after you think, oh, you become devotee, all your problems will be solved. You will have a very happy life, not necessarily a happy life, not necessarily a peaceful life. Never thinks you will have a peaceful life from a devotee. We have experienced it. No peaceful life. We know. And once the Radhaka Mahārāja is telling, that just see the example of all great devotees. What happens to them when they take shelter of Bhagavan? Just see the concept of the verse, what the life? It's pleasure to life, miserable to life. They took shelter of Krishna. What is the way they are suffering? Going to the forest, hiding, higher self to them. Then how to them? Vishnu problem, Vaisa problem, all kinds of problems. Then Mahārāja is giving an example, just see the Prajavasis. What happened to them? And Krishna can all problems take. Krishna was not that, they are very happy. Simple Prajavasis worshipping demigods, they are doing that, it's less no problem. But Krishna comes, all problems come with Krishna. So never thinks Krishna conscious life is a problem free life. Then Mahārāja is telling, just see the family members, Ramachandra. What a miserable life! What happened to Dasara? What happened to Koyake, Kausalya? The most dear Sita Devu, what trouble she has to go through? This is not in Kadhavan surrender to Krishna. Then it came to Krishna, Mahapurusha is coming in there. What Mahapurusha is coming? What is Vasudhya left body? Then Jagannath Mishra died. Then we got mother, he is 16 years old, wife, and got left. This is not in get surrender to God. So never expect that. That you will get comfort and peace. You don't get comfort and peace, then why you should serve God? Why you should serve? No comfort, no peace. Why you serve? And God said, you will get bliss. You may not get peace, but you will get bliss. So that is very interesting fundamental principles of enjoyment. When you see Krishna enjoying, then we are enjoying. So, devotee means we go according to desire of Krishna. If you can tolerate the desire of Krishna, not whether we are nicely situated or nicely not situated, according to God, judge God. How God is favorable to you? As coming to the judge. Oh Lord, please give me this, give me that, give me this. God gives, oh thank you very much. God will not give, then they go to another God. Okay, Sai Baba, I was in Sai Baba. So that never happens. No. So that's why I tell people, don't run after God, get something, then this problem will be there. That's why we teach. Don't try to get things from God, rather try to give things to God. Yourself.
So that is the difference between bhakti and prema bhakti. Bhakti means you try to get from God. Prema bhakti means you try to give to God. That becomes a prema. Pleasure derived by giving, not by taking. So that is the reason the pleasure giving potency, not pleasure seeking potency. Which pocket I'll empty out, you know? How much I'll get, you know? How much I'll give? So in this way, this is the philosophy that goes that far. Simply giving pleasure to Krishna, that tendency will never develop within our heart. That is not so easy. By practicing, you can get it. Simply by practicing, you can get it. Practicing can be part of it. Practicing Krishna consciousness can be part of it. But that pleasure giving potency, until that pleasure giving potency manifests within our heart, we never develop the tendency towards Krishna. How can you like to serve Krishna? Whom you like to serve them? Someone in distress you like to serve, is that it? You feel compassion. Someone is in trouble, who are you like to serve him? Is that it? He suffered, he made me serve him. But I am not, Krishna is never suffering. He is ever with voice, why should I like to serve him? Why the tendency will arise in my heart? But I know on the basis of the scriptures, he is Anandam Brahma, he has no problems. So why I am compassion? Why I develop that affection for him? So that obstructs me. That's why Prema Bhakti is very general. Then another thing is also, we like to serve somebody. I like to serve him because I serve him. Then I can see he reciprocated. And he's feeling very happy, oh, thank you Maharaj. But why how they serve Krishna? He never tell me thank you. Only hearing scriptures. But many people cannot believe scriptures. So in this way, it makes very difficult to develop love for Krishna. Because very difficult. You can attain this Narayana. So Narayana was very busy in his office. You know, just like maintenance management is not busy. So I just wait for some time. But Narayana doesn't have office time from 9 to 12 o'clock, not like that. He has office. But not that he has to attend to 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock. But one moment he finished all his management. So Narayana came out, so Narayana, what can I do for you? And Narayana said, oh my Lord, I am the material world. I could feel some Maya something back to me. I don't know, what is this Maya all about? I am the Lord. Narayana said, yes, I tell you, but you see, whole time working office, let's have a walk. And we are walking, I'll describe how small my Maya works. And Narayana walking, just started walking in Vaikuntha. They're talking different, they're walking, and then Narayana could see, they're entering a very special kingdom. Nice row, both sides garden, prominent, boats, tower, very beautiful, walking. At one point, there is a square, you know, four crossing, four roads. So Narayana felt very thirsty. Narayana is there, Mata is there, why? Of course, Vaikuntha, there is no tube well, no tap water, no water drinks water. They don't have water supply to that. And Narayana said that there is no water here. There is a river nearby, you can go drink water and come back. I'm sitting here. So Narayana is sitting at the crossing. Narayana went to drink water in that river. So he just bent down, just drink water. Before he put water in his mouth, somebody called from him, oh, Narayana, what happened? Narayana threw that water and looked back to them, tribal man. Oh, Narayana, you are here, I am so fortunate, my kuti is nearby. I am really happy to come and take water in my house. Why you are taking so much trouble to drink water like this? I will give from my house, I have matka ka tatka pani, means from my clay pot, I will give fresh water. So Narayana thought that is a very good idea. And I can go to the house to rest and give nice fresh water from clay pot. So Narayana did that business of drinking water from the river. So Narayana went to the house of the tribal man. The tribal man got nice asana and everything with Narayana. Some hospital come to my house.
looks very bad if you drink only water and leave my house. Please allow me, I just go run to the forest, bring some fruits with you, the fruits and waters. Then Arjuna said, oh, it is better than waters and fruits also. Then he called a beautiful daughter, this tribal man. He brought the daughter and said, I am going to bring some fruits. In the meantime, you please take care of Arjuna. So very devotionally, the daughter was standing in Arjuna, as usual, you know, householders they do. And after some time, took some fruits, the tribal man came back. Arjuna took the fruit and the water. And Arjuna said, I have a proposal to you. So what is the proposal? He said, if you don't mind, I would like to marry your daughter. So Arjuna got the water, then the fruit, then he was marrying his daughter. Then tribal man says, wow, oh Bhakka, I'm so fortunate. I think there was Narada's my son in law. Then immediately marriage was arranged. And Narayan is sitting there, and Narayan is sitting there, in the crossing. Narada came to water, water to fruit, they got marriage now. And in marriage, then Narada continued staying there. And Narayan waiting, Narada's gone drinking water. Then he got married, after some time he got a son also, child. In the meantime, Narada became within all kind of household activities. Marriage is not like Sadhu Baba, just wonder how nice prasad he is, how that house. You have got that sukha, then you have got other sukha also. Then you have to work, plow the field, crops, and all kinds of tribal works he has to do. And that is son. And they had a house on the bank of the river. So outside the house, the river is plain, there is a courtyard. And one day the son was playing in the courtyard, outer courtyard. And Arjuna and his wife, they were husking the grain, paddy. You know, in India, they have a special blessing for husking the paddy. We call it Bengal dheki. Dheki, right? By feet you press one side, it will go up, then release, then smash the rice, like husking the rice. So both husband and Arjuna and his wife were busy husking the paddy. The boy was playing outside. Then all of a sudden, at one point, they heard something fell into the river. Then his wife said, oh, can you check? I could hear something fell into the river, but our son fell into the river. Narada said, no, my son fell into the river. You don't worry. Normally, his man, you know, father, but mother heart is different. His mother could not tolerate. She is very offensive. That is a tendency of love also. Always you feel apprehensive about the lovable object. When the lovable object is far from you, you always go, some accident is happening, or something is happening. Always you think like that. That is a symptom of love. So this mother is thinking, no, let me go. My son might have fallen into the river. Narada is standing inside. His wife went. He saw, really it's true, her son has fallen into the river. Then immediately she jumped into the river also. To rescue the person. Narada was inside the house, so he could hear a big sound from a river. Then Narada became apprehensive. What happened? He heard some big sound coming, and Narada came out of the house. Then he found both mother and her child both are drowning in the river. Narada became very worried what to do. So he was thinking he wanted to rescue them. But Narada said, let this one die, I mean he died. If I can rescue my wife, I can have more children also, no problem. So let me try for this. So this lady is floating. And Narada is scared, but he's not jumping into water to rescue her. So since all this happened, he has completely forgotten Narayan, no more Narayan. Always Narada will say Narayan, then no more Narayan. Don't know what Narayan, the Veena is still there in his hand. Always holding the Veena in his hand. So the Veena, that musical instrument, and sticks, you know, three four sticks. So Narayani, the lady is floating. Narayani, on the bank of the river, is walking and trying to pull her hair. Rescue her. He's trying to pull her hair, he's walking. At one point, there's a landslide, you know. lungs, I think, so Nadamuni also fall into the river. Outside. But now they fall into the river, drinking water is drowning, and oh, Narayan, Narayan! He cries out, Narayan, Narayan! He shouted, and all after this, he saw, next to Narayan is standing. And he is standing also. Where is standing? He is standing at exact at the same spot where he went to drink his water. He is standing there. And Narayan is standing next to him. Narayan is smiling at Narayan. Patting on his back, saying, Narayan, I understand what is Maya. You can get to drink water. So all these things happen in one moment. I am not understanding. So this is the whole material creation Bhagavatam is saying, long dream I went through. There's no reality to us, Sukha and Dukha. Prabhupada is saying that in dream you get a tiger, you cry. Or anything you become a king, you enjoy. So that is how the Vishal says, Narayan wanted to give understanding to Narayan only. This is our follower. This is both, but you know, Maya. How people get into Maya, you can recognize how you get into Maya. So this is one aspect of Maya. So thank you so much for this. Jaya Prabhupada ki, Jaya Prabhupada ki.